Moncrief on News Talk.
Did you know today is International Left-Handers Day? I never knew there was such a thing. But I'm delighted now to be joined by Margaret Leahy of Fable Turret, who is a Kittogue herself. Is that right, Margaret? You're a Kittogue.
And a very proud one at that, Luke, yes.
Brilliant. Superb. Where does the word Kittogue come from, Margaret? Do we know? Because obviously we're all I'm not actually sure.
I probably should have looked that up sometime, but it's just all, I just always use it. I've always called myself a Kittogue. Yeah,
it's a great word, isn't it? Yeah, and obviously you've been a Kittogue since from when you can remember. Yeah. I imagine. Give us your early experiences. So how did you find out that you were a Kittogue? Let's start with that. At least how did people spot this?
Yeah, I suppose it was what we called junior infants, and I'm of an age where people didn't want you to be left-handed. So when I started school, my teacher tied a kind of a, I don't know, a strap or a ribbon around my left hand and then tied it behind my back. And I thought that was perfectly normal. The teacher did what the teacher did. And I was at home one day doing my homework with my right hand. And my father says, what are you doing? And I explained to him.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't understand, but my father drove me to school the next morning. And all I can say is that's the last time she tied it around my left hand.
Well, my God, it seems barbaric, doesn't it?
That's striking, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, Luke, what I remember most about that afterwards was that she would always say things like, well, you'll never get a job as a secretary, you'll never be a nurse. You know, it was the negativity around me using my left hand.
Right. Yeah, it was all negative.
And then in secondary school, I was told I'd never be allowed to use knives in the kitchen for home ec.
Good Lord. Yeah.
So I took egg science instead.
Yeah. Did that build resilience? Did you say to them, look, to hell with this, I'm left-handed and at the end of it and I'll do whatever I want? Was that part of it? Because I imagine, because only 11% or something of people are Kittogue.
Yes.
So you're in a massive minority of it, I think. But I wonder, did it make you stronger? Let's put it that way.
I think you kind of knew instinctively that this was something a bit different, and you could either kind of be almost embarrassed by it or be proud of it. And I suppose because it never bothered my family or they never made an issue of it, I was always very proud of it. You know, my mother used to tease me. She'd know when I set the table because I said left-handed. But it was never, you know, it was never seen as anything wrong. And I've always loved being left-handed because I think it's as much a part of me as the colour of my eyes.
Indeed it is, absolutely. And of course, if it was me, I would have said, did you know Marie Curie was left-handed?
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe, yes. Paul McCartney, one of my heroes, is left-handed. There's enough very talented left-handed people out there. You could rub their noses in a bit by saying, I'm joining this cohort of very talented people.
Yes, yes. Well, they say that because we live in a right-handed world, we're inclined to be more, you know, free thinkers and creative in that, because what right-handed people take for granted can sometimes be, you know, something that we have to think about. Even if we're not conscious for thinking about it, we're automatically thinking about how we're going to do with our left hand.
Right. And were there disadvantages, Margaret? I mean, I believe it's hard to get a set of left-handed golf clubs, for instance, or power tools, I believe. Or
power tools is a big one.
Yeah.
I'm a big gardener. So, for example, I had to get special left-handed secateurs because otherwise the blade is upside down when I'm using secateurs. I had to give up my petrol. I got a lovely petrol strimmer. I thought this would be great, but I discovered that when I use it on the left side of my body, the engine is right up against my body, and it actually was quite dangerous.
Right.
And in general, power tools, the safety guard on a power tool is set for a right-handed person rather than a left-handed person to use it.
Right.
So power tools are just a bit of a problem, to be honest with you.
Right.
And again, you're always thinking, it's even silly things like, for years I wondered why my garden hose kinks all the time, until I discovered they're manufactured to be wound up clockwise, and I always wind mine anti-clockwise.
Right, yeah, strangely.
So it's simple stuff like that, Luke, that you don't even think about, but that it does matter that when you're left-handed. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the basket weaving. What was that?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you from the village of Killiscully, which is actually a gorgeous village in Tipperary. And I'm spending a few days basket weaving here with Hannah Van Alst and some people from America and Canada and Ireland. And the basket weaving is great. But again, some of the weaves I do backwards, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah,
and when sometimes people are showing me things like basket weaving or that, they have to show sit opposite me rather than beside me. So
right.
I'm looking at the mirror image. But I love basket weaving and I'm having a fabulous time.
I say you are. Well, it could be a selling point because it's slightly different, isn't it, from what the other people are doing.
Well, it is. And it's, again, when I see something, I automatically go to do it my way, and then you kind of sometimes have to unpick it. Or there's some things you can't do left-handed. But I do think that, as I say, we're instinctively doing that as left-handed people, because everything from doors and handles to everything else, it's all designed for a right-handed world.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. That's the trouble. You're in a world that's a bit different, I guess, to the rest of us experiencing this. We have a text, Margaret.
A bit different too.
We have a text. I write with my left hand, but my right hand is stronger. I kick with both feet, but my right leg is stronger. But I'm a kittock. What about your legs, Margaret? Is there any difference between left and right?
I would be a left-handed kicker. Yes.
Oh, would you?
Not that I was ever very sporty, but I would be a left-handed kicker. And even when I was playing basketball in school, I would always, you know, shoot with the left hand.
Right.
And yeah, no, I'm everything is left-handed.
Left,
100%. I left.
Another one, again, the disturbing part of this, I guess. I was left-handed until I started school in the 1960s. The nuns said it was a sin and made me sit on my left hand so I wouldn't use that. That's a bit outrageous.
Isn't
as well.
Shocking.
But I believe the word sinister and dexter, is that right? Sinister means left. And so maybe in ancient times it was seen as a somewhat, shall we say, negative thing to be a left-hander.
Yeah, I think there was some connection with the devil or something or whatever. But I mean, I remember reading somewhere that a lot of witches or people that they thought were witches in Massachusetts, but, you know, were left-handed.
Good Lord, yeah.
So, it's just, and as you say, we're only 10 or 11% of the population, but I think we're wonderful. Too,
indeed.
You know?
Well, another one, in America, we call left-handed people southpaws. I've come across
that's
that.
Right.
That's another phrase.
That's in boxing. That's a term they use in boxing a lot.
And
a lot of people who are competitive boxers or fencers will say they hate coming up against a left-handed person because it's totally, they're not expecting the punch or the sword or whatever to come from the different side.
From that side, yeah. And of course, reading the notes, Bertie Ahern and Brian Cowan were left-handers, weren't they? And so were the Apollo astronauts. You're in great company there, aren't you, with all these... All these kid dogs. They're wonderful. And I have to ask you, if you could change and be right-handed, would you?
No. Absolutely not. As I say, it's just a part of me. Yes, it can be a bit, you know, of a pain sometimes, but I would rather figure out how I can do something left-handed than change and be right-handed.
Right. And do you ever get together with other left-handed people and scoff at the rest of us?
Whenever... We should form a society, a secret society,
exactly,
with a secret handshake. no, but I spot a left-handed person straight away.
Oh, really?
You know,
what is it about them? Just the way they're leaning?
Sometimes it's just, I can't explain it, but particularly now, I do food tours, so I'd be out in restaurants a lot. And the first thing we all do is swap over the knife and fork. You see that straight away, you know? Or I find waiting staff will hand you, left-handed person will hand you things differently to a right-handed server.
Right,
you know?
So you can spot it.
Even in you know, shops or anything like that, they'll give you your change with their left hand.
Right.
It is our dominant hand, and we instinctively use it without thinking.
I'll tell you what, we're getting lots of texts about this. Isn't it great? There must be lots of kids talks out
wonderful.
There. So here's another one. Well, that's right. Here's another one. I remember reading that kittogue means left-handed, but it's derived from the Irish word for clumsy. Oh, God.
Kittogue.
My nana told me that a kittogue historically was someone touched by the divil. You've just said that, and it's spelled divil. So that text came in spelling. Another one, sinister is the Italian for left. So there you have it. I was right with that. The word sinister means left as well. Well, Margaret, can I just congratulate you on being left-handed and our key national representative on International Left-Handers Day.
Thank you very much, Luke.
Thanks. That was Margaret Leahy from Fable Tours.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.